There you go. Well, yeah,
by the way, I just noticed. Welcome along, by the way. Sorry, PJ and Jim's after show. But I've just noticed you've stuck with the old facial hair.
I haven't. No, I've been very lazy. I've been very busy this week. That's all it is. I hate the facial hair.
Jeez, that's not a bad growth now for you've only, that's for only a week.
Yes, yes, well...
I thought you struggled with the old, you know,
I
manly
do.
Face
No,
head.
This is it. It hits its plateau, and then this is it. And then you try, it doesn't do anything else except it just gets rounder.
It sort of suits you.
I fucking hate it. I look like an arsehole. I look like an awful tick. Look at the state of me with it.
Obviously, you don't feel like enough of an arsehole to bother shaving it.
Why are you going to do that as soon as I get a chance? Yeah.
For those of you enjoying this on Facebook,
no,
PJ is now
like
looking
it.
At himself in his phone.
But it's, you see, it's much better. What I really have a problem with isn't the facial hair in general. It's the moustache. Just having a moustache. It's a face mullet. That's what it is. It's
right.
A mullet of the face. So when you're all shaven and then you have to have a big, stupid fucking moustache, you look mental. Well, I may look mental. Some people can pull it off. You know, some people still are living in 1972.
Yeah.
They can pull it off. I can't. And then... You know, you have to match it up. You have to grow your stuff out as long as the mustache, or else it looks even weirder. Because then you've got a, it looks like you've got a putting green on your face on the side of your head.
Right.
Otherwise,
yeah.
So it's at least if it's all the same size, I'm not too big a problem with it.
I would actually like to be able to, like, you know, the stubbly thing. I'd like to be able to rock the sort of, you know, the tidy, not quite beard.
Yeah.
You know those lads? They just look. It just fucking suits them. They
yeah,
just look
I know
great
what you mean. Yeah,
and I can't because, you know, apart from the fact that I'm fucking bald, right? The fact that when hair does grow, it's kind of grey.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So as a result,
so
it just
look
looks
like a sort of Santa.
It looks like a fuzz. It just looks like a fuzz because it.
Can you grow a Santa beard? Like, could you be a Santa?
No, it wouldn't turn into a Santa. It would turn into a. It would turn into a bad Kenny Rogers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it wouldn't be white. It'd be
would you be like a man in the Dubliners that didn't have the pr- you know the man in the Dubliners that just
are you joking?
No.
Fucking hell. I mean,
I know
it took me 50 years.
I know, but yeah, could you do that where it looks like, you know, the way there was one of the lads, Ronnie Drew, had the beard and had the bit of black and it was still great, it was stiff and hard, and then there was the fella next to him and it was like cotton wool was kind of growing around his
yeah,
head.
Yeah, yeah,
you know that lad?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's
orthodox
kind of,
dubs.
And the other thing about it is, like, when it's fucking grey like that, Jesus, it adds years to you. I can't really afford
no,
to add any more years.
It definitely adds years, doesn't it? Facial hair, in general, I think, adds years to your face.
Because you know
no
when you get
it.
Lads and they say, oh, no, I have to wear this, like, because, jeez, I've never shaved this off, because they say it like, they're, you know, they're so hung up about their face.
Yeah.
What must be going on under that beard?
They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know anymore.
And they don't want to know.
No. I couldn't wait to shave. I've had a moustache and fuzzy hair since February last year, or February this year. And then I shaved it off and got the hair cut. That's all I wanted to do for so long. I mean, so long, I couldn't wait to do it anymore. Went in, they shaved it off, and I was looking in the mirror and went, who the fuck is that? It wasn't the fellow I was remembering us all. It's like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple of days. It took me the best part of a week to get to come to terms with my own face again.
Yeah.
Because it had aged a year. You know what I mean? In an age...
With the hair?
Well, no. So like, my version of me
had aged under
the moustache and the hair.
You'd effectively been in disguise to yourself for a year.
So I looked at myself again and went, fuck me, you got old in the last year you put on.
Do you know what that reminds me of? And this is supposedly a genuine story, right? We were playing golf in England with these lads once, right? And one of the lads was telling us that the lad in the club, we didn't know the person, right? But so some fella in the club, right, had fucking got himself a toupee.
Oh, Jesus, right. Yeah. It's not like, and lads.
I know.
We've had this discussion before on the podcast.
Don't do it. Jesus, embrace
it.
Shave
it all off.
But apparently a man had gotten a toupee, right? And he was out playing golf with these lads or whatever. And he hit his ball fucking bogey and it went into bushes or whatever, right? So he went in after it and he shouts out, yeah, I found it. Keep an eye on this. Will you keep an eye on this? And he hacks it out, right?
Yeah.
And he's coming out of the fucking bushes and apparently the thing snagged.
Oh, jeez.
Right, and it sort of pulled off his head.
Yes, there was
right.
a flap.
And
he had a flap on his head.
He comes out of the thing and he says, he obviously didn't see it fucking whatever, being dragged off him, whatever.
Oh, jeez.
And he says
Christ.
To them, where, did you see that? And they went, who the fuck are you? I think that's the greatest
line.
Oh,
my God.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, my God. And the mortification that you have to go through. And the maintenance. I don't know what the maintenance involved in having that one of them rugs on your head is, but there's bound to be a bit of maintenance.
I don't think they do them anymore, do they? Surely they fucking sellotape them down properly.
Well, there's still maintenance in it. Like, it's not hair. Yeah. There still has to be something to... It's like a rug. Every so often, it's going to need a bit of going over.
You have to vacuum it. Like,
you're going to have to do... Yeah, shake and vac your head or whatever it is you need to do. I don't know what's involved in it. You have to freshen it up a bit. Soon enough, eventually you're going to smell like, you know, your wife or someone's going to wake up and say the smell of a wet dog in the room. You're like, that's my head. That's my
head.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got caught in the shower.
There has to be some maintenance in it. And then if you try and hold on to a wisp, you look like a maniac with a wisp. And then or the egg in the nest. And then if you start doing the Just for Men, you end up with a hair colour of a leather chair. Would you fuck off? You look mad. You look absolutely mad. Well, just let it go. Get rid of it. Hold up.
Were you telling
Bang.
The story
you
about,
look so much better.
About where somebody came in, somebody who was bald, a relation or something was bald, and they came in then with a full head of hair, and you weren't allowed mention. You weren't allowed to turn around and say.
Yeah, I don't know if it was me, but I know this story, yeah. Some of you just walked in and everyone had to pretend.
Yeah.
What was that? Stephen Ireland in the Ireland team as well. That's what happened to him. You know that's his story. Why he never played for Ireland again.
Because they slagged his hair.
Because apparently they were going around, right, to the Irish team and they were saying, listen, he's out there getting a fucking hair, load of hair, transplants and all this. Do you know that way?
Yeah, yeah.
And don't say anything about it. He's very sensitive about it. And all the team were like, yeah, yeah, very sensitive. But Damien Duff was late getting out of bed, coming out to breakfast.
Yeah, not unusual for Duffer.
He missed a brief, right, apparently. Now this is the story, so the story goes, right? He goes, and he missed a brief, and he didn't hear them all saying, listen, no, he's fucking, he looks a bit mad now with the bleeding hair transplant now, to be honest with you, but say fucking nothing, he's, you know how temperamental he is. And then a lift opened, and Duffer looked at him and went, what the fuck happened to you? And that was it. He never played for Ireland ever again.
Oh, Jesus
never
Christ.
Played, no one ever saw him again. That's the story that went around.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Duffer.
I thought I was fucking sensitive.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine, yeah, it's grand, okay, you and your couple of your mates, right, or whether your family and all, people who've seen you doing the poo maybe by accident, you know, you can survive stings like with people like that, right?
Yeah.
But if it's you and 30 other lads and a manager and subs and young lads trying to get on the team and Duffer's first words to you in the morning are, what the fuck happened to you? You can imagine the mortification of it all. Do you know what I mean?
Come here, is there any sort of an old tweak or a nudge or a bit or a thing that you'd get? Because I know you've joked in the past. You've joked in the past about if you were getting plastic surgery, you'd just get a third elbow or something.
Yeah,
Do you ever think vanity will get the better of you that you think, I'll just have a bit of a rise here and I'll suck that in and I'll do that.
I haven't even had time to have a shave. When am I going to fit this bollocks in?
Yeah, very true.
You know, I haven't even got that. You know what I mean? No, definitely not. I keep meaning to book to get my teeth cleaned for fuck's sake, and I can't find time for it. So no, I definitely don't think so. I just want to stay healthy.
I'd be frightened.
I just want to stay healthy. Oh, that's all it is. I just want to stay healthy. I want to stay strong and healthy and fit for as long as I can before time catches up with me. And then when it does.
So health, you're saying, not beauty, health.
Yeah, well, look, I'm never going to be beautiful. What the fuck am I going to do to be beautiful? My ears are different heights on my head, for Jesus' sake. Literally. Every time I do a photo shoot, the photographer says, can you talk? We have to block one of your ears because it's the wrong height. It makes your face look crooked. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to start adjusting my ears. Be like buying a toaster. Then the next thing I'll be, all right, my ears are perfect. Now the rest of the head looks fucking warped. I'm going to have to change the eyes and get lips and put, you know, I don't know, get some skin out of my arse and shove it up my nose or whatever it is. I mean, it's a slippery slope. Up to hell.
Yeah. Like, what I'm saying,
the amount of work that needs doing on my ears, I'm like one of them castles in Offaly. That's what I'm like. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Absolutely derelict. Absolutely fucked right. Beyond repair.
I knew the minute you said it, you weren't going to go, I'm like a castle in Offaly, regal and
oh no, fucked beyond repair, derelict. Completely derelict. There's signs up, no children allowed in here because you know you could get hurt, and I'm basically cranky to children.
Yeah,
cranky,
bits of you might fall off at any second.
You know, kids come near and go, get the fuck out of it. I'm like that. I'm a cranky old empty derelict castle, right?
Yeah.
Now, you can't do that with it. You can't, you never make it.
Yeah, because it's got a preservation order on it.
Yeah, there's a preservation order on it. You can't touch it.
Yeah.
So, but in a way, it's telling its own wonderful story, right? So that's the way I am.
Do you know how you know?
If you were to start, imagine how much money you'd waste trying to make that look good again. It's not worth it. Leave the fucking thing alone. Keep the kids away. No one gets hurt.
Everybody's happy. Because you know the way that people tell you that you're not good looking. They say, you know, no, I mean, no, to be fair, like, you've got character straight away, you know. Somebody says that to you. No, you've got character. That's that then. Right, that means you. Yeah, there's nothing I can say nice about your face.
Really? Just,
you know,
character.
It's yours. You've got character.
Yeah, like a gas character. That's what you're saying. It's when people give, you know, it's when people slag other people and they use you as a basis for. Well, for not, that's happened to me a few times, right?
Yeah.
So I met you, what was his, I told you this before, actually. What's your man's name? He was in Young Offenders and all. Real good looking lad. He was in Love Hate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Robert Sheehan.
Robert Sheehan, right?
Or Sheehan.
And I met, yeah, Robert Sheehan, right? And we were in the Montanelli. Lovely fella, right?
Yeah.
Straight out, one of the
wearing
nicest
fucking
lads.
Pajamas and
he was
a blazer.
Wearing Aladdin pants, right?
Aladdin walking pants. Walking around like,
right, these big Aladdin pants and these silver slippers, right? And these mad silvery slipper things. But they were like. He wasn't going to bed. This was what he was out and about in, right? So he's a big lad and slippers and his hair was all thing and he had a bandana over his forehead, you know, with all these colours of, I don't know, the Dalai Lama must have painted it for him or whatever. And he was like, and he was chatting, I know him really because he's so good looking,
yeah,
right? He's so good looking, you don't actually, he doesn't look out of place.
Yeah.
Right, and then we were chatting away to him and he walked off and the girl next to me, Orla, looks at me and goes, yeah, he's mad at what he's wearing and all. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I says, that's all, it sort of suits me. And she goes, yeah, I know, but can you imagine, like, imagine if you wore that. It's like, what? It's like, imagine you turned up wearing that.
Like, that's
Jesus
hard,
Christ. Man. I was like, what?
She said it to your own face.
Yeah, you imagine you, like, in Aladdin pants and silver pumps. Fucking stadia. I was like, I didn't even do anything. I literally saw, I'm literally sitting next to you having a pint and now I'm getting used as an example of how to make clothes look shit. You're that's, using me, you're telling me I can make.
That is harsh.
I can make a star's clothes look shit. Yeah. Want to make your 3,000 euro Aladdin pants look like wank? Put them on this fucking gobshite in the Montanati Hotel.
Yeah.
And that, I was like, wow, that's a big insult. She was like, oh no, it wasn't meant to be an insult. I was just saying like, you're more of a normal kind of a fella. I was there. Oh,
right. So I've no star quality.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so there's literally nothing fucking special going on at all over here. I'm so unspecial I couldn't even wear a pair of silver shoes, is what you're saying.
Fucking
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, so
yeah.
So I was used, you know, she was kind of trying to be, she was trying, that's how fucked I am. It's actually impossible to give me a compliment without it coming out as an insult. That's
right.
How far down the scale
yeah,
of...
Because in this game as well, being in radio for... I know you've obviously, you know, whatever, done loads of other telly and stand-up and all that. But when you're in this game, the classic was always...
Oh, yeah.
What people visualised in their head...
Yeah.
Compare, and how you sound. So you sound, they, you know, if they haven't seen you, they hear you and they create an image in their
head. Yeah, yeah.
Right? And obviously nowadays with the fucking internet,
everybody
sees everything. But back in the day, it was always that look of disappointment on their face.
Well, I knew a fella working radio and he met someone and he just looked at him and goes, you know what? You, is it? And he goes, you don't look anything like yourself.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly it.
I've always looked like myself. This is what I look like.
The amount of times you'd meet people and you could see the disappointment coming in their eyes. They go,
you're not the big roidy bastard I imagined at all.
You don't look like you sound.
Jesus, you're fierce normal, aren't you? You know what I mean? It's a pity back then you actually didn't walk around in Aladdin pants and silver pumps because that would have been gas.
That would have been perfect.
People are going, what does he look like? Well, I'll tell you something. He's definitely not what I expected. What do you mean? He's from fucking... He's a fingerless man. He's wearing silver pumps and Aladdin pants. I don't know where to start with this fella.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start.
Or the other is when they divert the conversation. Somebody goes, oh, you met... what's he like? What do he look like? He's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but what do he look like?
Yeah,
he's a nice fella now. But
pretty normal, you know. Yeah, very normal fella. I don't know what to tell you. Not what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very... No real distinguishing characteristics, really.
Yeah,
just
no, literally nothing at all.
Just like, you know, average.
Yeah, two arms, two legs. One of his ears is a bit high. That's about it.
Oh, man. What a celebration of fucking... Oh, my God.
Gee, I have that.
I'm sure it must be rough to be one of those good-looking fuckers the odd time. Surely there must be the odd... They must get pestered.
Yeah.
Mind you get pestered.
Yeah, but not, I get in a different way.
Yeah.
I've never been
pestered.
You get pestered
by builders and all.
Yeah, builders. You want me to do Jake Stevens into their phone.
Which, by the way, has literally just happened.
Like
as we
half
walked
an
back
hour
from
ago.
Getting a coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
He literally.
Like,
well, I wouldn't mind. He went on a double. He got a double whammy. He walking into the coffee shop, he jumped in front of you and took a selfie.
Yeah, grand.
And walking back out then, he decided to push the boundaries a bit.
Do something on the phone there, will you? did the wheel. I was like, oh, no, I won't. I was like, I'm in the middle of the road.
Do you reckon fucking Robert Sheehan would get that going?
You see,
on?
No, he doesn't get that. Yeah. He gets like, you know, giddy young ones and all.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
he'd
get that. Or he'd get like, you know, he'd get pestered by people coming over to like just to tell him, gee, you're marvellous now. He'd get arty pestered.
Do you know something? I thought you were outstanding in.
But you see, that's it, right? He gets pestered by good-looking people. I get pestered by funny bastards. So to be honest with you, I'm better off. Grant! I'm going to bed alone. Right? Grant! I can learn to live. I can learn to live. I'm 44. I've learned to live with that. Right?
Yeah.
But at least I'm being made laugh by lunatics every day. So, you know, maybe it's better my way.
Who needs hot and cold running company all the time?
Yeah. When you can walk outside room. Your house and go... PJ, you fucking bollocks, huh? Give us a pill. Do the dirty old bitch on me phone.
Oh. You're right. Yeah, I know. You definitely got the better end of that deal, buddy.
Well, I thought I did until I started explaining it.
Looks and everything, you know, they're only fucking, you know, it's all superficial.
Yeah, I thought so. But to be honest with you, straight after this, I'm getting on the internet, buying some fucking Aladdin pants and silver runners.
I'm checking out the old plastic surgery.
You don't have a loan of a bandana. Jesus Christ, yeah.
Oh, dear.
You're going to hold out new teeth when you see me next week. You know, like, did you change out?
No.
Why can't you move your lips?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Why is your ear, one of your ears gone real small?
Have you seen me new silver trousers?